The month of June is almost gone. It's the 28th of June, the year 2022. From the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, this is PJ. Thank you for coming to the website. It has been a while. As a matter of fact, for the entire month of June, I haven't broadcast too much at all. The summer month. The vacation? No, just took a vacation from tapping in on what's going on in the world. I looked at the news today. I see that they reverse Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court did that. You've seen what's been happening all over the country. The insurrection trials of January the 6th. You've seen that. You've seen Ukraine become a powder keg. You've seen more hatred of individuals in this country. You know what I've been spending my time doing here lately? It's watching the videos of the worst cities that you can visit in this country. And I went to Memphis, Tennessee today. Disgusted, as usual. I cannot believe that the country is so run down. I don't know why I believe that everybody's street at least looks similar to the one that I live on. Was walking my dog last week and my neighbor asked me how long have I been here. I told him. And he said, you were here 48 years in the same house. I said, yeah, basically. That's it. And he was asking me how I felt about the change. And I asked him, what change? And he said, well, the change in society, the change in views, the change in people's behavior. And it brought me to a place that I recall. I asked my pastor when I was a young Christian man in the church with my young wife and my young children. And the pastor was giving a study on eschatology, the end times, from the Christian perspective, quite naturally. And I asked him, as Jesus' disciples did, when do you think these things are going to be? What is going to be the signs of the end of the world when God wraps everything up? And I was anticipating some great theological bent, some area of giving me knowledge that I had never had before. Only to my surprise to find him saying, when each of our end comes, our world ends with it. And that's all he said. I was waiting on something very profound. Very profound. When each of our end comes, everything ends with that. He's been gone so many years. His wife is gone. His contemporaries, all the officers that were in the church when I was a young man are gone. I have the privilege now and then to see some of the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of some of the people that I knew in that church. And here recently, the Finisters have been popping up because the Reverend Pastor Louis Finister, this last summer, I think it was, or fall, But Lewis passed away, my associate minister. And I saw a picture of his son, and he looks just like him, with the balding head and everything, just like his dad. And I remember when he was a child, 14, 15, 16 years old. And Patrice, I remember when she was a little girl. And to see the children grown with children of their own, some of them now having grandchildren, I've been here a long time. And my world is still going on. A young man asked me today, John, do you still pray? That's what he asked me. And I said, to whom do you think I pray to? And for what? I said, I've been enlightened as to the religion that was given to me and people like myself, the religion that was not my original religion, the religion given to me by those that were the dominant ideas and thinkers during the time that religion came out. I no longer think with the mind, and I want you to hear me. I no longer think with the mind that I used to think with 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. No, I don't think with that mind. So when he asked me today, do I pray? I said, do you pray? And he said, John, it's a simple question. Just answer the question. Do you still pray? I said, what do you think? Who do you think I would speak to or speak at if I was praying? And would it be, because he's from a Church of God in Christ background, Kojic, and every time they do something wrong, they pray about it and hope that the negativity won't. I told him, I don't do that. I've never done that. I told him a little story years ago when I was pastoring, I think it was the Ladera Fellowship in Ladera Heights. We were meeting at a grade school then, and the pastoral staff wanted me to join hands and get in a little prayer group and start to confess my sins to the people in my group in order to get them to freely confess them, because they would follow the pastor and I would lead them in prayer. And I refused to do it when I was a pastor. I told this man this over the phone today. I said, I refuse to hold hands, get in a circle, and to tell you what I do. First of all, I know that the creator of all the world that knows what's right, knows everything that I do. And with this modern technology today, probably a hell of a lot of other people know the things that I do. I don't fear them, and I don't fear any deity, because I do what I do because I am who I am. Now, if I'm praying for, all right, let me think about this, because I'm thinking through it. I'm still an independent thinker, and I want you to think with me. If I were praying, and at times I do bow my head and I offer up some petitions for whatever is on my mind, and there's an awful lot to pray about, but do I believe that my prayers can affect the lives of others if the others that I'm praying for are not effectual in their own way to make sure that they are being pertinent in the area that they need to be pertinent in? You see? Now, if I were still following the religion that I was trained to follow, I would pray and have a bunch of elders around me. And every time I would slip up and think that I did something wrong, I'd have to confess to those elders, and they would reprimand me because I'm supposed to be some kind of a holy person, living right as the example for the people to follow. I don't subscribe to that. I've never subscribed to it. And I would answer years ago and say, I think that all of us can get our lives right with God if we are first of all and honest of all, honest with ourselves. Do we know what brings us happiness? Do we know what brings us fulfillment? Do we know what brings us satisfaction? I was also watching something on television. I don't know. Pink something, I forget what it was, but it was a contemporary screenplay about gay dancers. I think gay dancers in a strip club or something like that. And some of the people in the series were having a breakdown. And to my surprise, what helped them out of the breakdown was a homosexual experience that they had with their friends. And I had never seen anything like that on public television to that degree. And I thought, and I said, oh my gosh, everything. See, today, everything goes. There is nothing sacred. I would not have shown it in the way that they did. I would have kept that secret, but nothing is secret. Everything is out. And I guess I'd like to pose a question this 13 minutes into the webcast. Roe v. Wade has been turned down by the Supreme Court, and over 50% of the country disagrees with the Supreme Court justices' majority ruling on this case. And of course, they're giving the response of what will happen in the lives of people because of this reversal. Lives of young women, women together, minority women, black women, will get worse because they're not operating under the same bylaws as people with privilege or money. They just don't. Now remember, we're living in a different era. And when you use I never thought that I'd hear myself make these statements that I'm going to make. Do I believe, first of all, let me address abortion. No, I don't think anyone should get an abortion because when you get an abortion, there's going to be a death. There's a death of a child. And I'm not going to argue when does life begin. life begins at conception. That's obvious. I'm not going to argue that. My mom died because of one too many abortions that she received. My mom died in 1956. And from what I understand, abortion was the primary cause of her death. She got a bad infection and it killed her. Who okayed the abortion? My dad did. They're both no longer here. I can rationally deal with that. I do not believe in abortion because the religion that was given to me said that, you know, you shouldn't, thou shalt not kill. And so I've always believed that doing away with the life of the fetus is killing the fetus. It's murder. That's what I believe. When the question comes up, does a woman have the right over her own body? Well, of course she does. If there's a man involved in the child, I would hope that someone consults him, because a woman just doesn't come up pregnant by herself. So because of those ancient belief systems that I've grown up under, I don't think anyone should abort a fetus. I just don't. But if they do, in this country, I believe, they have a right to, because it's their choice to do that. Now, here's where the praying come in. Do you pray for them? No. Why? There's no reason to pray for anyone. I would think that abortion is such a serious piece of matter to deal with that I would hope that each of us might consider the individual consequences of such actions. I just believe that life begins at conception. And I don't believe that one's anger at their disposition of being pregnant is the justifying reason to arbitrarily do away with the life. And the reason, oh, I know today that sounds so arbitrary to reason, but it is beyond reason to me that you would lie down with someone and make a baby, in this country especially, and then, I mean, at the rate that abortions are taking place, it's a touchy subject matter, and it's going to be one that I think is going to spark a different kind of anger. Now, someone may say, well, John, do you pray anymore? Do you ask God to have mercy on those that are committing this great evil? I'm not going to ascribe to that. I can only look to the ancestors. What would my ancestors say about this? What would my people from thousands of years ago say? Not America. I was brought over here as a slave. The religion was forced upon me. Albeit, there are many, many, many parts of that faith, Christianity, that works even today in my life. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I were given a choice to be able to choose another religion, let me try to be as honest as I possibly could. It would probably be the religion that Antoine LaVey spawned. They call it the Church of Satan. His main treatise was to be true to yourself and to treat yourself well. Be honest with yourself in every way. I wasn't honest. A lot of people would ask me, and, you know, I don't think this is a time for reckoning. I think every day should be a time for reckoning. I will always think that abortion is wrong. So therefore, I know that I will always have foes, because there will always be people that thinks that abortion is right. I will not get on a platform, albeit I've said it on my website here, but I won't get out in harm's way and fuss, fight, feud over my opinion. I think it's still right in this country for someone to wager an opinion about a given thing without walking around in fear. But it's not popular to give your opinion. And you know what? It goes back to what I've been doing, because the entire month I've been following these people that's riding around in their cars, driving through the inner cities of most of our major cities, especially in Philadelphia. This dope that they're taking has these people really, I mean, wow, people. Just wow. I have seen some things this year since COVID has had me just tied down to the house, and I don't drive anymore. And I'm glad, because I live in Los Angeles and it is rough. It is RTT out there, rough, tough, and tactical out there. You have to be that way if you're going to survive in the streets of Los Angeles. So my world hasn't come to an end. Let me try to answer this question legitimately. If I were to die tonight, believing what I used to believe so many years ago, do I think that I would warrant heaven? I think I would. As a matter of fact, I know I would, because I still have the same, very same disposition that I have in my heart of hearts about human beings, children, what's right, what's wrong, what's fair, and what's square. I still believe in that. I have opened up my heart fully to the LGBT community. I have truly come to realize what is going on in the mind of a transgendered person. I understand the argument of a person that never felt like they were the person that they were told they were to be. I know because I grew up that way. I was told how I was to behave, and I usually followed protocol, though under great, great restraint and tribulation. I thank the Maker, God, that I survived and that I can rationally talk about it without fear of judgment or any kind of retribution, because I don't ascribe to the same things that I used to ascribe to. No, I was going to say, I wish someone would have told me the truth so that I could have wiggled my way out of it. I'm glad they didn't, because I rather enjoyed my life. I really don't see how I would have lived a justified existence as a black male, gay, in this society, without being married to Lucy, because I see how difficult it is for homosexual men and women to live today. Man, when I think of the transgendered persons that are murdered, now, I think that if you're going to be transgendered and if you're going to be taking hormones, and I think it's best for you to tell the person that you are living around and who you're participating with, who you are. I think that's very important, because you will get killed if somebody finds that totally oppressive. See, if you're going to be transgendered LGBT, I think at the same time, you have to come clean with it. Simple as that. Hi, Harcourt. Were you chasing that little fella out front? I heard you going after him. There's a lot of things that we need to find ourselves doing in order to protect ourselves. And if we don't do those things appropriately, we're going to suffer someone's wrath. Well, it's been almost 30 minutes, so I don't have to talk all day. I think I've said enough to make a lot of people in my audience think that I'm a pusher of Beelzebub, but I understand, because that's what your religion pushes you to do, to find fault with me, because I think independent of, that's why I didn't make any webcasts during the month of June, because I'm saying, John, you don't have anything to say. You don't have anything to say, because people are looking for reasons to justify what they're doing without thinking through everything before them. I've enjoyed my time. I enjoy my time with you today. And I hope that I feel better. But when I look at what's happening on the news, when I see, man, look, We got trains derailing, people dying. We are in a mess in this country. And I'm just, like I said, this summer, I'm going from city to city looking at the slum areas. And I'm sorry, it breaks my heart to say this, but most of the areas that looks like garbage dumps are in the black areas. Have we accomplished anything? This is what I'm asking. I guess I'd like to leave this webcast with this. Have we as a people, as black people, I guess individually we have. It all depends upon whose charter you're living by, you know, what modus operandi do you function or operate? Let me give you a good example. You got two sons, and one goes to West Point and one goes to Annapolis. They both graduated at the head of the class. They become engineers after they serve their time. They get married. They buy a home. They have children. They become leaders in the community. Do they know of their true heritage? Are they concerned about the rest of the people in their tribe? Or are they just going to adapt by a bunch of rules that leads them to safety and stardom and success and turn their back on the rest of the world? Well, I'm not going to turn my back on him either. Thank you for coming to my website. For those of you that believe in prayers, I thank you for your kind thoughts for my health. My heart, I'm just waiting on the date. But I'm eating the right kind of foods, hopefully. I'm having a junk day today. I want to eat some junk. I just feel like more of the cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. I like that kind of stuff. But I'm doing okay. Thank you for your concern. And thank you for coming to my website. I really appreciate many of you. No music today. I don't feel like music. I just feel like, my goodness, I haven't said anything in almost a whole month. Gotta say something. Blessings to you.